Hello friends, this is Pradeep Yogi and this is the 8th Sutra of Patanjali Yoga Sutra. Viparyayo mithya jnanam atadrupa pratistham. Arthat means misconception is erroneous notion that arises from incorrect cognition. Viparyayo, error, mistake, misconception, and mithya means incorrect, false, or wrong inference. Jnana means knowledge or learning. Atadrupa means not on that true form or nature. And pratistham means based, established. What is misconception? Misconception is false, illusory knowledge which does not correspond to a real object. An example is we see something and take it to be something else. This could be based on wrong knowledge or avidya. Recognizing the false as truth is misconception. Incorrect knowledge or illusion, viparyaya, is false knowledge formed by perceiving a thing as being other than what it really is. Adi Shankara introduces Brahma Sutra through the introduction of misconception or error. Shankara explains the common misconceptions of every human being. The purpose is to show that the human problem is the result of an error about oneself. The solution lies in removing this error through knowledge. When a rope is not clearly visible, a person mistakes it for a snake. This is called partial knowledge. Samanya Jnanam. The specific aspect, vishesh amsha, that it is a rope is covered partially by darkness, ignorance. Darkness makes one mistake, a rope to be a snake. When darkness is removed, the rope is known as we say, there is a rope. Adi Shankara says, error can be defined as misapprehension of the rope. Anyatha grahanam. Error is superimposition of a snake. Adhyaya aropa. Error is combination of a real rope and unreal snake. Satya mithya mithuni karanam. Aim, the aim of yoga is to remove this error by negating the superimposed misconception. Mind has the capacity of wrong knowledge also. That wrong knowledge is called in Sanskrit is viparyaya. False, mithya, viparyaya or misapprehension is equivalent to ignorance, avidya, in yoga philosophy. And knowledge born out of misconception, such as mistaking a rope for a snake or vice versa, are false, leading to afflictions of the greatest kind. Viparyaya gives rise to the following klesha or obstacles to meditation. To think of the transient as permanent is misapprehension. Vedic literature gives us a simple formula of differentiating the permanent and the transient. That which has existed in all periods of time, past, present, and will exist in future, is permanent and true. Second is that which exists only in one or two of the three, past and present, but not in the future, is transient. And third is that which has not existed at any time in the past or present is untrue. The world is the mixture of truth and untruth. Set real a truth. What the real truth? Truth exists in all three periods, present, past, and future, permanent. And mithya or false, that which is existent in one or two periods, but not at all times in all three. Example, all material objects, the physical body and the physical relationship, transient. And asat, unreal or not true, that which is absent in the three period of the time. Example, the child of a barren woman, the horn of a rabbit, non-existent. It is mithya when there is a mixture of truth and falsehood, neither true nor untrue, but something in between. The world is not untrue, asat, false, unreal, non-existent, bad, but mithya. So guys, thinking is dreaming with words. Dreaming is thinking with images. This quotation, we remember. Thanks a lot.